Okay, Jason, I'd suggest probably no complaints over that result.
No, they're a damn good side. And as I said to the players on there, I'm not going, you know, don't beat themselves up over that. They completely outclassed us in the first half. We changed it at half time, and strangely enough, started off positively, and then we gave away a goal from our own corner. Third goal ends a free kick from the halfway line where we don't track the runner. So at this level of competition against a team like that, you can't give away them kind of goals. Yeah. So
their third goal came just a minute after you just got right back into the game with a goal of your own.
Yeah, you know, that kills you. You're always, you know, strange in football. Just before half time we conceded, just after we scored we conceded. Everybody knows in football that that's when the opposition's at their most dangerous. But you can see that their side, like as I said, even something as simple as making a substitution is always at the other side of the field. They just, you know, they ground it out then. And as I said, it's a reality check for our boys, to put the thing into perspective. Like, people probably outside the dressing room were chatting about going and winning leagues and going on in the Intermediate Cup, whereas, you know, us as a management team have different aspirations. We were disappointed at the defeat today, all right, but like, as I say, when you started at the start of the season, you know, we're only 3 months in. I don't think winning another Intermediate Cups even in your wildest dreams possible. So, yeah. As I say, we'll take it and move forward.
Yeah, but Middleton are a good team, but you have good players in your squad as well, Jason. And in the early stages of that game today, it was very well balanced, although there was one big moment when they had a call for, you know, one of your players to be perhaps red card instead of the yellow card. And then after that, you took the decision to bring young Hume off.
Yeah, I just felt that the guy up front for them didn't suit Sean's style, do you know what I mean? Probably Mark Harkin getting around on the cover probably saved Sean. But probably the problems they gave us deeper back, they feel actually strangely our system against theirs was giving us more problems with their centre-backs coming out with the ball. But, you know, in games like that there, like, you know, they didn't miss too many chances today. They were clinical. We get a chance after 10 minutes with Michael Doherty where he can square the bear. You go 1-0 up. Now, I'm not saying, you know, but it would give it gives the game a different swing, you know what I mean? But and that's what you have to learn. You might only come across two or three chances in a game of that standard there. You know, we got in the league. You know, you can afford to miss two or three chances against some sides, some you can't. So, as I say, we just have to learn. Just have to learn.
Yeah, and hopefully you can learn from it, Jason, because, I mean, listen, it's a long way to go in this season, and Bunnaggy United have started pretty well, although today and losing last week as well, you got to kind of get back to winning ways before too long.
Yeah, that's what exactly I'm just after coming out from saying that there. Put it under perspective. We have 3 league games now before Christmas, which is a possible 9 points. We have a League Cup semi-final in Ocala after Christmas, so there's loads of things to look forward to, and I want them to stay positive. Don't beat themselves up over a defeat to a team of that class today. And hopefully, if you get to that level next year again, where you're a year and a bit down the line, that you're better prepared and, you know, have played in more games like that.